Greetings, Audio Boom fans. Oh, clearly going the wrong way. Oh, one word here, it's a late one. It's 23:57 on the clockaroony in the car here. I'm just leaving the Metro Centre. I'm going to shut the windows so you can hear me better. Just leaving the Metro Centre. I've been to see the new Mission Impossible film, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. It was brilliant. And I went to see it at the Odeon Multiplex within the Metro Centre in Newcastle. Well, it's Gateshead, really. What a brilliant, brilliant film that was. And now we're driving home via Newcastle. I'm going to go in and drive over the Tyne Bridge before making my way home. Yes, it's a late one. I've had a really fairly good few days up here in, well, this isn't Northumberland, this is Tyne and Wear, but I haven't really got out that much. Today was really the only day that I got out. And I'm a bit, I'm a little bit disappointed. Oh, what's the speed limit? 50. Okay. So on my right is the old Vickers Armstrong factory that used to make tanks for the MOD. I don't think they do that anymore. It's been bought out by somebody else. And I'm driving along a road that I... Well, Dean Reed and I, if you have a look up, Dean Reed, he's on Audio Boom. He doesn't really boom that much anymore. But Dean, a good friend of mine, and I walked the Hadrian's Wall path from Bowness on Solway in Cumbria to Segedunum. Or Segedunum? Segedunum, I think it is. Oh, this is where we came out, actually. I'm going across the junction. There we are. Hadrian's Way, they call it here, when it gets to here. But it's the Hadrian's Wall path. So we're going along the bit now that we walked along on day four, which was the Thursday. Thursday, May the 22nd of 2014. And we went down there to the right, and we stayed in a youth hostel in the centre of Newcastle for night four. And the next day we walked to the end of, or start, whichever way around you're going, of the Hadrian's Wall path. But then we continued actually walking up to Whitley Bay. So we made the journey, a coast-to-coast journey, and there we met our very good friend Adrian Wicks, who's at TurboStream on all the best social networks. So, it's a Friday night here now, and it's busy with taxis, invariably taking revelers home or to clubs or pubs even, because they're open all hours now, aren't they? I haven't been to a pub on the lash for years. Ooh, so even though I am tired, I've had a really good day today. My dad and I cleaned a very old scouting shield, a sports trophy, and then we had a drive to Hayden Bridge where, oh my goodness, that moon is huge. I'm looking at a half moon. Is it waxing when the left hand side is showing? Oh my goodness, that is a huge moon. Holy cow. It's orange, dusty orange. Wow. Anyway, yep. City centre. Anybody coming? No. Around the roundabout. Oh, there's a Paulus.
There's a Paulus.
City centre. Oh, city centre, this one. City centre left. Let's go to city centre. Oh, this is a bit of new road. We drove to Hayden Bridge, where my parents grew up. My mother lived at number 4, and my dad lived at number 7, Hordley Acres in Hayden Bridge. And then they moved to Hexham. So I'm driving in Newcastle City Centre now. Oh, red lights. And we had a walk around Hayden Bridge. Oh, it was really relaxing. This is technically the city centre. Because when you're in the city centre, then all of the signs for car parks pop up. I'm listening to Metro Radio.
You haven't paid the bill. You've now just played it right in the trap that makes you look like the guilty party because you've not paid your bill. Because you've now defaulted on them, you've just knocked yourself a little bit back. Have you been back in the shop?
No, because I've been in touch with Centre Limited Communications.
So it sounds... It's...
Yeah.
I told him all the problems, I told him how many times I've been in the shop, and they even told me I was in the shop within the 14 days.
Yeah.
And at no point did they tell me I could exchange my handset for a different handset.
Anyway, the DJ...
They're not going to this. There's so many of these things where they can fix it, but it's going to cost them a lot of money just to give you a different handset, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to try and...
The DJ sounds like someone I used to listen to on the radio years ago, a fellow by the name of Mike the Mouth Elliott. Oh, I'm a Gallagher now. Gallagher was the bus station. Oh my goodness, there's the football stadium. Holy cow. Is this the... This is Newcastle United Football Stadium in front of me. It used to be St James's Park and it never used to be here. And now it's owned by flipping, I don't know, some lunatic who they don't like. Oh, I'm going a bit slow. Come on, taxi. I've kind of lost my bearings because there's a lot of new... Oh, it is Newcastle United. Oh, my God. I've never been there. Newcastle University Business School on my left. So on the signs here, it says St. James's Park, but there was a hue and cry because I think it was Sports Direct, the boss of Sports Direct or something like that. I don't know. I'm not into football, but he wanted to rename it Sports Direct or something like that. It says St. James's Park there. Oh, we're going to Fenham and Benwell areas of Newcastle. Fenham is notorious, and Benwell actually, for being not very nice areas. I don't know what they're like now. I think this is the way to Ashington. Actually, and Ashington's actually back in Northumberland. For we are in the county of Tyne and Wear at the moment. I've got a funny feeling I'm in Jesmond now. Oh, Paul O'Mahony, are you doing the Walt Whitman show? Where am I? Tenji? I don't know what that is. Army Reserve Centre on the right, which tells me I am in Jesmond. Because my brother once came to the TA up here, and there's a lot changed. There's new buildings all over the place. Now, am I permitted to go right? I do not know. Or as Geordies would say, I divin' nah. Oh, I can go right. I'm going to go right. I'm not allowed to do a U-turn, but I can go right down here. Let's go right down here. Oh, BBC Newcastle. BBC Radio Newcastle's on my right now. Lloyd Body Shop. So, you know, I'm not from Newcastle. You know, I come from a countryside town 23 miles east of... Wrong, 23 miles west of Newcastle. I'm not from the city, and the RVI, the Royal Victoria Infirmary, is on my right, the hospital. I think a couple of my nephews were born there. Okay, let's go left to Hexham. Are we clear for launch? Yes. Let's go up here. I think I'm going to be going left at the top of the road. Back on myself. But I always enjoy coming to Newcastle when I was younger. You know, come shopping. My mother used to go to Fenwick's department store in Newcastle. Oh, I've nearly hit a bat. And I always remember you'd coming off the train, and it was such an experience. And because it was a city, it obviously attracted more people. And the people to me seem strange. More with Hexham straight on. I wanted to go across the bridges. Perhaps I could have gone that way. Never mind. It's not going to happen. We're going to drive back to Hexham. It is late. It's 10:10 now. 10:10? 10:00 midnight. So... yeah, we used to get off the train, my mother and I, and... oh, listen to this. It's a Ferrari. Holy cow. Did you hear that? Ferrari just... braked from about 100 miles an hour to the lights. I used testing those brakes. A little 360. 360 Medina. And, so we used to come out at the railway station. I always remember it was always windy every time we went. And there was so strange people. Alcoholics and drunks. That's what I remember. There was a lot of alcoholics and, you know, a lot of drunks around. Where are we going here? Here links to a double roundabout. And we used to cross, go up to the main square, cross over the main square, which I can't remember what it was called, but it always reminded me of temporary roundabout. Car behind me is clearly in a hurry. Is it a taxi? I cannot see. Nope, doesn't look like a taxi. I can't remember what it always reminded me of. Nelson's column. It was very. It was because it has something. I don't know who was on the top. Somebody like Nelson. Probably is Nelson for all I know, but there was always people there, drunks, there was always people protesting, and actually there still is to this day, to be honest, animal rights, and it was actually more animal rights and political type protests there. But it was fascinating. Everybody was... you could tell the difference between, you know, country folk like us. I say country. Hexham is a town in the countryside. I'm not exactly... it wasn't exactly country bumpkin. The city folk, they were different. I think they were confident. They were loud and brash. You know, Geordies. And also... they were true Geordies, Whereas we, you know, anybody would think I'm a Geordie, but I'm not, because I don't speak like people from Newcastle. There's a twang with the Geordie dialect. And now I've lost. I've met some friends today, and they said, "Oh, you sound all posh. You've lost your accent." And I said, "Since I moved away, I have, yes." But yeah, it's just good times back then. Good times. And it's nice, I was saying to my parents today, it's nice to be back in the countryside that I recognise. You know, I enjoy the countryside, but there's just something different about, you know, the landscape where I live and the landscape that I'm used to. I've lived in a few different places and it's always nice to go home, isn't it? To where you're from. Well, at least I think so. So we're now joining the A69. Hadrian's Wall is marked. I'm actually passing right this second on a section of the Roman Wall. It's about, I don't know, 40 metres long. There's not much of it left. It's only a few stones high. Unfortunately, the Hadrian's Wall path doesn't come down this bit, which is a shame. The Hadrian's Wall path doesn't follow Hadrian's Wall all the way along anyway, which is a bit sad. So up to 70 on the dual carriageway. Fueled up at Asda, actually, just back there. £1.10 a litre for diesel, which is the cheapest I've seen it for months. So duly fueled up, but it's rubbish fuel though, isn't it? It's just cheap fuel. Probably not something that I like to put in this car. Although it's not any kind of super engine in this car. The car doesn't like crap fuel. I generally fuel at the Esso station near to where I live, as opposed to another one that I use at a Merco garage. And the Esso fuel, I can see the difference in performance with the Esso fuel. What am I talking about, Esso fuel? I'm just rambling on. Anyway, just a few thoughts there as I drive back to my parents for my last night in Hexham. There's a few, I wanted to get around town and record some audio of, Tuesday was the day that I wanted to record some audio of Hexham Market, and there's people that are selling fruit and vegetables there, that, you know, they've got a fruit stall that have been there since probably before I was born, and they're still there selling the fruit and vegetables. I mean, there are other stalls there, of course. It's not just, they don't just sell just fruit and vegetables, but nonetheless, I wanted to go down and record that and record the voices. I'm sure I'll get a chance to do it soon. It's a strange thing living 300 miles away. It feels like this feels like a different world. It feels like, well, especially when I was in Hayden Bridge today, it felt like stepping back in time, because there's nothing really changed in Hayden Bridge Village at all. A couple of shops have closed down. In fact, a lot of shops have turned into houses. Everything's just still old, like it probably was 70, 80 years ago. which was nice to see. It was nice to see. It's still steeped in history. I learned a few things today that I never knew. I used to go to the Scouts in Hayden Bridge. I didn't want to join the Scouts in Hexham. I wanted to join the Scouts in Hayden Bridge. And my dad was quite thankful of that. Anyway, there we are. So, just some thoughts as I drive back. Thanks for listening.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.